During these 8 days in which we celebrate the octave of Easter and the 50 days in which we extend the entire season of Easter, we take this time to reflect upon and unpack, as it were, the appearances of Jesus and the early church as they come to understand the meaning of Jesus being raised from the dead. I don't know about you, but sometimes with the great celebration of Easter Vigil and Easter Sunday itself, after waiting so long and finally being able to celebrate, we celebrate and we have this week, but sometimes I find myself feeling like, okay, it's Easter and now what? You know, we've done it, we've celebrated it, and now what after that? I think maybe that's a little bit what the apostles were experiencing today. Of course, they were still not exactly clear what it meant that Jesus was raised from the dead. He had appeared 2 times previously, we read, but it's still not quite sinking in. And so Peter and these other apostles today, I wonder if they didn't have a little bit of that experience as to, okay, maybe Jesus is raised from the dead, but I don't know. Now what? What do we do? He's not here right now. And so Peter has the answer, I'm going fishing. And of course we know that Peter and these other apostles were in fact fishermen before the call of Jesus. We read with beauty when Jesus calls them, it says they left their nets and everything on the seashore and they followed him. Now we read that Peter says, I'm going back to fishing. As if somehow the story of Jesus in their lives is now like somehow complete. That he called them, they went with him, tragically was killed, and maybe now he's raised, but that's the story. That's the package, and now life goes on. Of course, Jesus has much different plans in mind. Life will not just return back to normal for Peter or any of the apostles. And he reveals himself this time in a very unique way. In fact, we can hardly skip over the details of there they are, fishing all night, having caught nothing. It very much brings us back to the beginning of all this, when a very similar event took place. And of course, it's always a little bit dangerous to take 2 Gospels and put them together, but because today we have John's Gospel, but we can't hardly read this Gospel without thinking back to Luke's account, which occurs also in Matthew and Mark, but particularly Luke's account, where there Peter is, fishing, caught nothing all night, and there comes Jesus on the shore. And of course, Peter doesn't recognize Jesus at that point either, because he hasn't really met him yet or got to know him. But Jesus tells Peter, put out into deep water. There you will catch something. Peter's like, we've worked all night, we've caught nothing. But Peter, even at that early time, says, if you say so, I will lower the nets. And of course, they have such a huge catch of fish that Peter immediately knows that he's in the presence of at least a great prophet, perhaps the Messiah that other people have been telling him about. And at that first meeting, we have those famous lines of St. Peter, Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Perhaps that story comes to our mind as we hear the events unfold in our gospel today. We will come with you. They went out, got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. And then comes Jesus. And they don't recognize that it's Jesus. But he says to them, cast the net over the right side of the boat and you will find something. And indeed they do. Just as in that first miracle, 3 years probably previous, they catch so many fish that they can't even pull it in. But notice the great difference this time with Peter. The first time, he tells Jesus, get away. I am a sinful man. I can't even be in your presence. This time, Peter jumps eagerly into the sea. He's only 100 yards from shore, it says, and the others have the sense to come in the boat. But Peter is so excited this time that it's the Lord. Nothing is going to keep him from the Lord this time. Perhaps the fear of depart from me, I'm a sinful man. Certainly Peter knows his sinfulness still, but he knows even greater now the love of Jesus for him. That Jesus chose him to be his apostle, and despite his denials, despite all the sin of the past week, Peter eagerly dives in the sea to fly to Jesus. What a great transformation. As we see these two fishing stories juxtaposed today, I think we can see a little bit of how Jesus works in our life too. We all have those times we can point to, those encounters with Jesus where we have a great miraculous experience of the power of Jesus. And perhaps, like Peter, we can relate, "Lord, I am not worthy, depart." But I think we also have these experiences where we just want to fly to be with Jesus. Or like Mount Tabor, to claim with Peter, "Lord, it is good that we're here. Let's just stay." But we see something very interesting here, that God will often take a previous event in our life and re-present it to us in a new way to call us deeper in our relationship. This is what he did with Peter today, that previous catch of fish. That's how Peter knew it was Jesus, the miraculous catch of an overabundance of fish. What are the miracles in your life? Those times where you knew it is the Lord, as John the Beloved is able to point out. Don't be surprised if Jesus brings you back to those many times in your life and in new ways. That's the gift I think we hope for in this Easter season, that it won't be just ordinary and we'll find ourselves asking, "Well, now what?" Let's be on the watch, that perhaps, like for these apostles today, Jesus has something in store for us, perhaps a past event relived in a new way. That's ultimately what the entire Easter season is about. To take, ultimately, a historical event that took place 2,000 years ago and relive it new again through the power of the Holy Spirit as it becomes present to us throughout these 50 days. So we know that these days then are anything but ordinary, and we watch expectantly, waiting for Jesus to appear to do the miraculous, and that we might be ready to follow after him with all of our hearts, knowing that indeed it is the Lord.